continue upon in the Gemara, but that Vav and Aleph. Let's look inside. Okay? Let's see the Gemara inside here. On Vav and Aleph, where we left off. Okay? We pointed out that there was a machlokes as to whether a sukkah b'osu inyan is sufficient, or do you need, or is inyan b'osu inyan sufficient? A sukkah b'osu inyan we defined as being what? As going all the way to the marriage, to the actual time when he puts the ring on her finger or the kesef, and you're talking about the marriage. That's called a sukkah b'osu inyan. How do we define the inyan b'osu inyan? Who could tell me? How did Rashi define the inyan b'osu inyan? A little bit more flexible. What was inyan b'osu inyan mean? It meant what? You're talking about other matters. Yeah. The nidunya, how much she's bringing, the dowry, how much money she's going to bring into the marriage, the fields, and then you slip the ring to her. So since you start talking about other topics, it could very well be that maybe one would say it's not good. That's the machlokas in Gemara. We said it was machlokas mechaber amah and shulchan aruch. Remember we said? Is that successful or not? Will the kedusha be chal? Straight up machlokas mechaber amah. We mentioned in shir yesterday. Okay, so we're up to the Gemara right after the dot where it says Amar of Huna. Okay? Amar of Huna, Amar Shmuel. Let's see inside from the Gemara. Okay? Amar of Huna, Amar Shmuel. Svi, why don't you read? Go ahead.
Everywhere? I'm sorry.
Amar of Huna, Amar Shmuel, by the dot.
Amar of Huna, Amar Shmuel, Lach Rabbi Yossi.
The Lach Hazer Rabbi Yossi that says what?
Dayo.
That all you need to do is what? All you need to do is you're talking about a Sukin bin, also Indian, that's fine. You don't have to say a word to her. You don't have to be mafarish anything. Okay? Now, we said over Tupshatam, I want you to get it. Let's say over it briefly again. We said it yesterday. What does Kitanai mean? We had earlier in the Gemara Kitanai. What does Kitanai mean? Kitanai normally means a machlokes in Kitanai is a machlokes tanoi. So one shot was what? We have two machlokes in tanoi. Reb Yossi and Reb Yehuda. What did Reb Yossi say? Dayo. What does Dayo mean?
No.
You don't have to say anything. What did Reb Yehuda say?
Clarify.
You have to elucidate the whole statement. That is in line with who? With Rebbe and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Rebbe, who says Asukun Bosuini, holds like who? What does Rebbe hold? Like Reb Yehuda, who says Sarach Lafarish. And what does Reb Elazar Reb Shimon say? He holds like Reb Yossi that it can be flflexible. Who said that pshat? Who said that pshat Alach Lamaisa? That was the first pshat in the Rashba, correct. What's the second pshat in the Rashba? What is Kitanai going on? How you define the word? How do you find the word what? Halacha l'maaseh Reb Yossi. When Reb Yossi says Dayo, what does Reb Yossi mean? Does Dayo mean what? Asuka b'osu inyan? Or does Dayo mean what? Even what? Even what? Me inyan inyan, me osu inyan. But according to Reb Yehuda, you need deeper mamish. Did everyone just copy what we just said? We had two possibilities what the Kitanai was. That you align them perfectly. The Reb Yehuda, Stam Reb Yehuda and Shas is who? Reb Yehuda Bar Ilai. Sarach Lafarish, you have to elucidate the whole statement. That's like who? That's like Rabbi HaKadosh, that what? Who says what? Asukun Bosu Inyan. Yes? And Reb Yossi says, Dayo allows what? Me'in Lin Bosu Inyan. They're mamish in line with one another. Right? Because Stam Reb is Reb Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi HaKadosh. What was the second shot? The second shot is Reb Yehuda holds Dibur Mamish. Reb Yossi holds Dayo. But what does Dayo mean? Asuka b'osu inyan, or does it even mean enu osu inyan? There's a possibility that dayo might mean you still have to do asuka b'osu inyan. Okay? Halacha l'maaseh, we would not allow enu osu inyan. So that's the difference between the two pshatim. And Daniel Ambalu pointed out yesterday in Shir that we have a Gemara Ksubas Chafaz Marav. This is halacha me Rebbe, me Chavei Rov, me Chavei Rav. We usually have a mandate that in a vacuum, if it's Rebbe against the Shita, we go like Rebbe. But here, if you put together the Kitanai, then Allah Lamais, it's not just Rebbe Mechavero, right? There's two shitas going against Rebbe. So that's Allah Lamais, so what you get from the first shot, if it's Kitanai. According to the second shot, that we're all arguing within who? We're all arguing within Dayo, it also may be Allah Lamais like Rebbe. It might be like Rebbe Yossi, because why? Why, according to the second shot, might be a Rebbe Yossi? Because Rebbe Yossi says Dayo might mean what? It's a Kadol Sinai, which is Rebbe Shita. You follow me? According to the second sheet, though, we might actually be holding like Rebbe too as well. Okay? So Halacha L'maaseh comes out well like that. Okay? So we get out of that kasha that Daniel Ambalu asked yesterday. He said, Rebbe, ha Rebbe mechaveru lechaverav. Right? He asked me, well, Rebbe, don't we possibly Rebbe mechaveru lechaverav? According to both shot, we get out of that kasha. According to the first shot, it's not just one against one sheet against Rabbi, there's two, right? And number two, according to the second shot, it's within who? It's possible we're holding like who? We said, according to the Mechaber, it's Asukun Mosumin, and that's Dayo. So we are holding like Rabbi. Okay, good. Let's go on now. So we pasuk like Rabbi Yossi. Go ahead. Amale, go ahead, see. Look inside, guys. Amale Rabbi Yemar.
Amale Rabbi Yemar Larashi. The Elaha, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kol Shemagia, B'tev Gin.
Tiv.
B'tev Gin, B'kedushin. Lo Yehe, Lo Otik Mahim.
Oh, someone who doesn't know, Gittin. Someone who doesn't know, here you are. Someone who doesn't know Tiv Gittin, B'kedushin, you should not have any dealings with them at all. None at all. You should have no dealings with them at all. Allah Lamais. Anyone who doesn't have any, doesn't know your deity, don't have any asik with them at all. Allah alamais. Okay? You shouldn't have any involved with them at all. Go ahead. Even if you didn't hear what Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, what did Rav Huna say in the name of Shmuel? Wait, what did Rav Huna say in the name of Shmuel, guys? That the halacha is like who? Like Rav Yossi. So even if he doesn't know that halacha, then don't have anything to do with him? Amalai inachanami, yes. Don't have anything to do with them, Allah Lamais. So you got to know everything. Now, who are we talking about, guys? Let's get this down, yo. You got it? Vavim Adal. What does it mean that someone who doesn't know Tiv Gittin and Kedusha don't have anything involved with him? Don't have anything to do with the guy. You read the Gemara, we don't know. Who is the subject? Who is the topic? This is a great methodological Gemara that we're trying to help us out to show you how to learn, to blossom and flourish the Talmidei Chachamim. You see this Gemara. Who's it referring to? Open eyes. Open heads. Zok Rashi. Go ahead, Svi. What do you say? Go ahead. B'tiv Gittin.
Tiv Gittin. The halacha saying.
Go ahead.
Lo yehe lo asik b'mahen. L'hios dayin b'davar. Shema yeser iser.
Shema yatir.
Shema yatir iser arba. V'zeo yivos she'enu yichol l'takin.
Ah! Shena Yachal Latakin. Excellent. What does Rashi answer us, guys? Rashi says we're referring to what? A dayan. Do not get a Masada Kedushin who he doesn't know what's going on. Rashi says we're referring to a dayan. Lo Yehei Asik Imahen, guys. Rashi answers right away. We're talking about a dayan. When you guys get married, make sure who your Masada Kedushin is knows the dinner. Don't ask someone who doesn't know what's going on. Okay? And it's the chassan's choice. That's what the poskim say. It's not the kala's choice. It's the chassan's choice. Okay? It's the chassan's choice. And really, the you know, okay, every case is different. But truthfully, the parent should not impose on the guy, on you guys, who you want in Masada Kedushin. It should be your choice. Unless they're paying a plane ticket to fly in, then you hear it a little bit more, right? But Lamais, hopefully they're going to let you do whatever you want. Hopefully you only get married once, right? And therefore they'll let it happen. So Rashi answered the question. But what's the problem though? Let's go, guys. What's the problem? Because maybe he'll say, that's not a Kedushin what was done. What that was done was not a Kedushin. And he's wrong. And it really was a Kedushin. And then what's going to happen? She's going to go marry another guy, have kids, when she's meanwhile married to the first guy, and those kids are going to be what?
Mamzeri.
That's what Rashi means, is Zel Ivus. This is crookedness that you cannot remedy. This is crookedness. I want you to get the words. Now, where is the marker and shas for this? How do you know it's chagiga? Sars shas. You're honest. I was going to say brachas. Chafavim and aleph. There's a pasuk in, I think it's Koelis, this pasuk. No? Mu'uvis lo yuchaliskon. What are the two examples of something crooked you can't fix? A mamzer. He's a mamzer. And what's another one? A guy who forgets on purpose doesn't daven shachas mincha ma'ariv. You can't have tashlumin. That's why it's in the fourth perek of brachas chafav. Tashlumin is only b'shogeg, right? If it's amazing, it's move, something that's crooked, lo yuchol liskin, you can't fix. So lamaisa, Rashi says right here, guys. Let's get it. Rashi says that we're afraid he's going to matter an iser irva. And that's the din, halacha lamaisa. Okay? So it's big stuff. He'll say it's not a Kedushin. This Masada Kedushin. What do you mean it is? And therefore she's going to go get remarried to another guy and it's going to create Mamzeris. Here, Dovi, right here. It's going to create Mamzeris. Okay? It's going to create Mamzeris. So what do you see from here? A terrible thing. That you have to have a guy with Masada Kedushin who knows what he's doing. Yes? Comes along to Taisa Rosh. Let's get it. Before we mention Tosfos Rashi, I do want you to get down. We're learning Kiddushin. There is a Shita in Tanoim. Please know it. Everything we say, we got to know. On Samach Tesem and Aleph, later on, from Reb Tarfon, that you can be Metayer Mamzerim. You can be Metayer Mamzerim. How would you do that? Not all Tanoim agree with that. I'll tell you the case. Listen to this. You have a Mamzer. Take a non-Jewish woman. Let her go to Mikvah to be a Shifcha. The Mamzer marries the Shifcha. They have a kid. That kid is an Eved Kenani. Then free the kid. No longer Mamzeris. I was Matar Mamzeris in the next line, but I never can be Matar him. You follow what I'm saying? The guy himself, he can't be Matar. But the next generation of Tarfon says you can't. Reb Moshe actually has a tshuva where he does allow it. It's a big Kiddush, guys. Other poskim argue, and Reb Moshe says we have no slavery bizman hazeh. It's against Dina Machusadina. You can't have slavery in America. How can you have a non-Jewish woman who wants to be tovel l'shem shifchas? Reb Moshe says back to them, Dina Machusadina only has governing rights in what area? Dina Mominus, not in Isser v'Heter. And this is Isser v'Heter. And therefore Reb Moshe says you could do it. You follow me? But that's the example. That's the Gemara Chagiga. What taf was it in Chagiga? No. It's a Kedusha Samet about the case in Chagiga. You chose. What did you say?
On Tess.
Tessim et Aleph. I was thinking of brachas to muvislo yucholiskin. Something crooked get fixed. That's why this is so dangerous, guys. To have a guy who's a dying who doesn't know it's flying. And if you don't know this halacha, if you don't know the halacha of Rabbi Yossi's dayo, that you don't have to want to elucidate, right, the amira, then you're done. You're not, you have to be a bucky. Yes, Yona, what do you say?
There were some shukin written in the medieval ages about apostasy, where if a Jew renounced Judaism, and would go to Christianity, you'd be considered a Christian. Would someone who's a mamzer be able to pronounce apostasy and then do geiros?
That's a good question. Generally, we assume Ladina is afal pishachat Yisrael. Gemara and Sanhedrin mem gimlaf. No matter what you've done as a Jew, you remain a Jew. But there are shitas, like you brought up, the Gaonim have, that if a person became an apostate and comes back, you should go to mikveh. But that's only a chumrah. You follow me? That's only a chumrah of the pashtas. To say that he's mamish a goy is a tremendous chiddush. You could be afish chot Yisrael, you want to say about all of theirs, but avodah zarah. Maybe avodah zarah put you out of Judaism. It's very hard to say that, okay? So the pashtas is once you're a yid, you're always a yid. So we got this in Rashi. So Rashi's going to talk about a dayin. And what does number two Rashi say? We're worried about a nichshel of what? Eshashish, and the kid's becoming a mamzer. Because this guy who knows nothing says, not a kedushin. It's not a kedushin. He thinks, I don't know, I'll give you an example. The guy thinks it has to be gold. It doesn't have to be gold. They use silver. The guy doesn't know anything. He's an Amaritz. We shouldn't call people Amaritz. Unlearned. But I'm using it to be dramatic. The guy doesn't know anything. So he says, not a kedushin. Meanwhile, he is a kedushin. Meanwhile, she says, oh, yeah, I never wanted to marry the guy anyway. She goes to marry another guy. She has kids or mamzer. Comes along to Tosfos Rashi, get it down. Tosfos Rashi asks on Rashi, he says, I don't understand. What about other halachas? Or other Isser v'Heter? Right? How can you be a Rav if a guy doesn't know anything? Why are you so, Simi, let's get it down. Let's write it down, you focus. If a guy, why is this halacha limited to getting a Kiddushin? How can you be a Rav if you don't know anything? Unfortunately, there are Rabbanim that don't know anything. They shouldn't be Rabbanim. They're passing Shilas. Tosfos Rashi is on Rashi. He asks on Rashi, why all of a sudden worried about getting the Kiddushin? Shouldn't that always be a problem? So what's the answer? The answer is exactly what I said in Rashi. Because this is something that can't be remedied. If you make a psak halacha and a mom's is going to come about, that can't be fixed, Adam. Let's get that down. That's what we're answering up for Rashi. Okay? Rashi will answer for the Tosfos Rashi. It's not just Stam Kashrus. It's not just Stam Shabbos. Those are important, don't get me wrong. But if you make a mistake on this, oy vavoy, that guy's a mamzer. Okay, you want to pull out a bekiyas taf samach tesu b'tarfin? That's only the next generation. This kid, guy can only marry, is a mamzer. Who can a mamzer marry? Only another mamzeris or a gioris? It's a terrible calamity. A mamzer is a halachic catastrophe, guys. It's a halachic catastrophe. Someone wants to tell you, what is a halachic catastrophe? Okay, a goon is terrible also. A goon is a terrible catastrophe, but a mamzer is also a halachic catastrophe. What's the famous halacha if a husband's missing? How many eidim do you need to verify he's dead? I don't think we mentioned it yet this year. One eid. Because of a gunakele rabbanon, also because a woman will check into it and examine whether he's dead or not before she gets remarried. And number three, milsavita ligluye, a matter that's going to be revealed. People don't lie. The Rambam gives you three reasons why we allow 1a. What happens if the guy comes? She gets married. She's happily married. They have kids. It's a halacha catastrophe. The guy's found. He comes over. That's why 9/11. Beis Din had to make sure that they're passing properly. All the people that were killed in the building, if they got remarried and he comes forward, they had to make sure, you know, that the guy was in the building when it happened. Because it would be a halakha catastrophe. Okay? So that's how Rashi learns up the pshat in this Gemara. Okay? So even if he didn't know this halakha, read the next Rashi, and then we'll start the Taisis. Go ahead, speak. Yeah? If he doesn't know that Dayo is enough, Klomar... Mishricha is the case of Osik Begitna and Kedushin really common enough? Or what? Or is it not common enough to say that if he doesn't know it, you can't use him as a dayan? Shehei? How common is that? If it's common, then he should know the halacha. If it's uncommon, then don't worry about it. What's the answer? It's common enough. If he doesn't know the halacha, he's done. Don't use him. I'll be dead. Okay? That's how Rashi says. So if I would ask you to summarize Rashi, what does Rashi say? Number one, he's a dayan. And number two, what's the chash? Number two, what's the chash? Let's write it down, mamzeris. Simply, the chash is mamzeris. And you know why? Because they'll say it's not a kedushin. It really was a kedushin. She'll marry another guy and have kids. Yes? Okay, Zuck Tysus. Go ahead, Svi. Let's go.
Lo yehe lo osek imayin.
Yes.
Eric Reconscious. Lo yehe dayan. Dabar shema. Yatir Isar Erva.
It's interesting they call him a dayan, you know what I mean? Because you're not in the Beis Din, you know what I'm saying? I just thought about that. He's not a dayan is usually when you sit with two other rabbanim. I guess the Masada Kedushin has that title, like he's a dayan. Interesting. Because usually you sit as a Beis Din. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin once in a while, if you're a dayan can judge on his own. So Rashi tells you call him a dayan. Go ahead. Did I tell you that thing about, actually it was before Yom Kippur, a lot of guys were not here. You know, the Gemara has, I did mention it before, the Gemara has a Kedushin Memtes and Miz, the guy's a Rasha, he's a Mekadosh woman, also wants to be a Tzaddik. Yes? So, Shema Hira B'Tshuva. We're Choshish then for Kedushin, because maybe it's in mind Tshuva, yes? So, whenever you're an Eid Kedushin, or an Eid on Ksuba, you should always have Hira B'Tshuva, because everyone has a Averus in their pocket. If you're ever asked to be an Eid Ksuba or Eid Kedushin, or even Eid Yichud, you always should do Hira B'Tshuva. Thoughts of Tshuva, in case you have something in your pocket that would apostle you. Because you're doing legitimate tshuva, will kash you. Now, I don't think I mentioned it to you. I mentioned it though. If you're a young Rav that's Masada Kedushin and you have older Rebbeim that are being the Eidei Kedushin, it's a chutzpah norah to say to the older Rebbeim, Hiruri Tshuva. I've once said it to a younger Rav. He says to his Rav is 30 years older than them, Hiruri Tshuva. You're going to tell the Rav that Hiruri Tshuva, it's not nice. You have to use your Seichel, you have to use Derech Eretz. Of course, objectively, there's this din. But you don't have to remind them of it. You know what I'm saying? Hiruri Tshuva. It's not nice. Stop at Derek Harris. Okay, go ahead. Baharav. I'm not sure how many times in Shas and Taisus this Rishon, this Baal HaTos is quoted. We should check it on the computer, actually. I'm not sure. Go ahead. Baharav. One sec, yo. Let's see the Pshat and Taisus. Go ahead. Baharav.
Azriel.
Yes, one of the Baal HaTos.
Shalai Dabar Iman Hashem Al Aske Kedushin. The Kachem Shepamish Tehei Mekadeshes Bamir Sam Obe Netis Sam.
The low?
Low Yavin.
Oh! What does Rabbeinu Azriel say, guys? What does Rabbeinu Azriel say? Let's get it. Rabbeinu Azriel says it has nothing to do with what? It has nothing to do with the dayan. It has to do with you guys. You guys shouldn't be flipping around women at camps or at Siswag and say, oh, I'm going to give you a bottle cap in Mekadosher. I'm not just saying be flipping regarding that. In general, you know, you got to be careful. We always say, you want to decide, you want to get married, then you should formally start dating. It gets very confused if you're hanging around with girls and you're not ready to get married. Right? You have to understand that. Well, what does Rabbi Israel say? He says, this is the point. You ever heard of the story of the bottle cap? The guy gives her a bottle cap at camp in front of two Adam? Or he gives her a ring? That's why when you get engaged, don't do it in front of people when you give her the ring. Because that itself might be Kedushin. Okay? So you have to be very, very careful about it. So what does Rabbi Israel say? Rabbi Israel says he's talking about what? Bachrim. It's talking about Bachrim. It's not talking about a dayan. They have to be very, very careful not to be flippant. Because it might be a kedushin. And then you might have to get a get, and she'll never be able to wear a kohen. She'll be a grusha. So you have to be very careful about that. So Rabbeinu Azriel argues on Rashi and says that has nothing to do with what being a Dayan. Nothing at all. None whatsoever. It has to do with what being flippant and not realizing what that this is a very, very special thing. Halacha l'maisa. Now let me ask you, what do you think pushed Rabbeinu Azriel not to say like Rashi? Come on, let's go, guys. Eli, what do you say? What do you think would push it? The Kasha of the Taisa Rush. Let's get it down. The Kasha of the Taisa Rush. Why all of a sudden are we so worried about getting the Kedushin? A Rava doesn't know Shabbos or Kasha shouldn't Paskin, no. So that Kasha of the Taisa Rush pushed the Rebbe Israel to say a different shot. What was Rashi's response? He said, the ramifications are much worse by Mamzeris than Shabbos and Kashas, right? Okay, that's the Nakuda, though. That's how I want you to get to attack this. You follow me? You got me? That's what pushed the Rebbe Israel to say different than Rashi. Okay. So I want you to get to, guys, see, what is it? How did you read that? Read that again closely. Read a Rev Rabbeinu Israel Dike. I said, I need help with that. Who's one of the Gedolei Hador? Rav Steinman. You know Rav Steinman in Bnei Brak? He wrote a sefer called Ayelus HaShachar. It's a great sefer. I want you to read the Tosis from Rabbeinu Azriel closely. Look inside. Go ahead, Rabbeinu Azriel.
Rabbeinu Azriel, Perish, Shaloy Daber Im Hanashim, Al Aske Kedushin. Al Iske Kedushin. Akad Shem Shapamim, Shetehe Mekudesh Esbam Yerasam, Obetin Asam, Velo Yavin.
What does that mean? That sometimes you're going to get married by Amirasam, Oben Sinasam. Let's go one at a time. What does Amirasam mean? Dibor. Give me the case with Dibor. Give me the case with Dibor, Stephen. What's the case with Dibor? How can a guy ever Makadosh a woman just with Dibor without giving her a thing? We had the case. What? Yeah, but what case was that? Correct? Unimchashiv, guys. Excellent. Right, get it down. Right of Steinman, Tosis means Unimchashiv in that case. Bami Rossum. Rabbeinu Azriel, referring to Bachrim, Amirasa means Adam Khoshev case, where he says something. You didn't give her anything. She gave in. Excellent, yo. He gave her on the back. Number two, what's Nisinasam? What's Nisinasam? Without an Amira. No, but what? How do you Makadosh with a Nisina without an Amira? Stephen. Oh! Asukim Bosuinian. Excellent. Asukim Bosuinian. This is the way you guys went up the Taisus. You can't just give it. Amirasam, what's the Sinasam? What do you mean the Sinasam? Don't you need an Amira? What's the case we ever Makashim with the Sinasam without an Amira? Eski Kedushin. Sukim Bosuinian. Beautiful. Excellent, guys. Asukim Bosuinian. In that matter. Bosodover. In that matter, right? Okay, you got it? That's the Chiddush. Asukim Mosul. Kedushin. Mosul Kedushin. That's the Chiddush we're bringing out. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, what does Rabbeinu Yechiel say? I got a problem with this. And this is amazing. You're worried about bottle caps. You're worried about plays. You're worried about toy rings. Long as it's Shavu'ot Pruta. Let me ask you a question. We've learned this. You need Das Yaakov of the man and the woman, yes? You need seriousness. If they're not intending to get married, what on earth are you worried about? No? What's the pshat in Rabbeinu Azriel? What are you worried about? He slipped her a ring. He didn't want to marry her. Just trying to be cool, whatever it is, in front of his other friends. You understand what I'm saying? What's the concern of Rabbeinu Azriel? This is what many Gedolei Achronim are bothered by. The Kikoyon D'Yoyna, Reb Naftali Trop, Reb Shimon Shkop, Reb Elchonon, I gave it to you in Oslam at Gimel. If he doesn't understand they're getting married, what are you worried about? Right? It's a legitimate kasha. What's the pshat in Taisvis? You follow me, Avi? What are you worried about? Oh, so I want you to get this. So Reb Shimon Shkop writes, and Reb Steinman write the following. That he does it, he means it, but what is the thing? He doesn't think it works. He loves this girl, and he really wants to marry her. And by giving her this bottle cap or the ring, the cheap ring they have in the gumball machines, he wants to marry her, but he doesn't think it works. He's serious. So let's write it down. Who's Ritzini? He's serious? Av Achein? Adam, let's get it. He's serious, but what? But Achein Choshev, he thinks Lo Ho Ilu Maisav. He doesn't think that his massive works. He thinks you got to spend $100,000 on a wedding. So that's the pshat, Yaakov. He is serious about marrying her. She's for sure serious. There's no doubt she's for sure serious. The question is he? He is also, but he doesn't think it's going to work. He doesn't think it's going to work because he thinks you need to be in a hotel. It's got to be a nice wedding. So that's the pshat, says the Rav Shimon Shkop and Rav Steiner. We asked Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Israel, what are you worried about? They're not serious about getting married. So why should they get a shemichal? Says Rav Steinman and Rav Shimon Shkab, no, he is serious. She is serious, but what? But they don't think it's good, because they're not in a hotel. They're not spending $100,000 on a wedding. That's the pshat in the Tosis. Beautiful pshat. I was always bothered by this. What are you worried about? What do you mean what are you worried about? Because they didn't want to get married.
And then he doesn't think it will work because he didn't say anything. Right?
No, he doesn't think it's worked because he has this, you know, he doesn't know halacha. He thinks it got to be in a hotel, like
so
I said.
We're talking about the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, which says that you don't have to say anything.
No, no, no.
Right, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi.
Right, that's the chiddush.
Yeah, I guess the guy.
The chiddush is that people have to be very careful. You don't know. The chiddush is that you don't know tivkit the chiddush. You don't know even dayal. No, but what it means is that you're not flipping. Talking about marriage and then slipping her the ring because you don't realize it's halacha that it might be good, even though you want to marry her, right? But you don't know the halacha. You're very serious.
Going on the same,
he doesn't know the halacha of Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't know. Because why? He doesn't know what. It's going on people. No. People should know that, right?
Yeah.
Because you might end up getting married. Correct. So part of that is that what you think you need a hotel. You think you need a whole thing. He doesn't think they can just talk and schmooze with her and give her a plastic ring. I'm just making it more dramatic, Ben.
I'm saying that we're going on... What we're saying is that he doesn't know the halacha...
He doesn't know that if you're talking about marriage before, it'll click in and be chal. Right, he doesn't know that, but he's serious. Even without an amira. But I'm saying the reason why he doesn't know that is because he has this frekrumped, you know, hashkafa about marriage, about weddings. Frekrumped means crooked. You follow what I'm saying? Yaakov, you had a kasha before. Clear?
Yeah.
You got it?
No, I was talking about the case before where I heard also cases where they said, like, oh, kids, like, there was a case where a guy gave a girl something and there was, like, a crazy situation. If they were not, didn't have the das, Rav Shimon Shkop, Rav Steinman, then said it didn't make a difference.
Right, correct. But Tosas is saying they have das. They want to get married.
What it's clearly not. Like,
then it wouldn't be a problem.
Like kids in camp. Like,
you're right. That wouldn't be a problem. We're afraid that what they had something in mind. I mean, if she's married and she don't give her a get, it's you know, we're scared, you know. That's what you got to measure. Maybe they were serious. Who knows? Maybe they were dating a long time. Okay? So that's the pshat. That's the first pshat. Rabbi Chanan says something else. Please get it down. Oslam and Gimel. What's the other pshat Rabbi Chanan says, Daniel? Rabbi Chanan says that we're choshi, said a lashon of kedushin. He himself doesn't understand what he's saying. No, he just mocks. You know, someone recently asked me in shul. He said, "Rav, what does Yehesh Me Rabba mean?" I didn't want to embarrass the guy. It means blessed be Hashem's name forever and ever. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if you say b'kol koch b'kol kavana, if you have 70 years in Shemaim of Averis, Hashem rips them up immediately. If you say Yehesh Me Rabba b'kol kocho means either you scream it or you do it b'kol kavana. We usually don't say scream; we do it b'kol kavana. So I was thinking to myself, I don't want to embarrass the guy. He's a Baal boss. I'm thinking about, so 40 years he's been saying this. You never know what it meant? Yes. It's a possibility. That's what Yehesh Me Rabba means. That's what this guy means. He knows Haram Kodesh Lee by heart. He says it, but doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know what it means. So he said it to this girl that he likes, and he doesn't know what it means. What's the din in that case? Is it chal or not? You guys tell me. Yes, it's chal. Because Dvarm Shebelev ain't a Dvarm. He knows that he's marrying her, but he doesn't know what this exact formula means. So let's write down what he means. We're cautious that he said a lashon kedushin, amar lashon kedushin. This is where Mochanan says, I gave it to you, Lama Gilam. Amar lashon kedushin, achein what? What's achein? However, achein lo mevin. So what do we say to that, Avi? What's that famous statement in Mem Testament Beis Kedushin? I want you to know all the dafi. What does it say in Mem Testament Beis Kedushin, Armasekhtar? Anything in Kedushin, it's mine. This is, you know, people say that statement now, no? It's yours, right? You know when they're going to do something, is that the slang? You guys know it better than me. It's mine. What's the phrase? You know when you're going to get something done? I got it, right? Or what do they say? Something like that? I don't know the phrase. I got it. Are you going to do something? Yes. I got it? No? What's a better word? I got it, right?
I got it.
You got this. You say to your friend, you got this, right? Oh. So you see what? He says, Lashon Kedushin, Achein Lo Mevin. He doesn't understand. He said a Lashon Kedushin, but doesn't understand. Dvarim, what do we say to that, Avi? Dvarim Shebelev? Ain't it Dvarim? I don't care what's in your mind. You said it. You said it? We're Choshesh for Kedushin. That's what Rabbeinu Israel means. Okay, Lomaisha, because maybe the cloud, maybe this. Okay, it could be that in certain cases that if everyone bless you, if everyone knows, for example, Tosis gives a case: if a guy sells his house to make Aliyah, and everyone knows Klori only sold the house to make Aliyah, and he doesn't make Aliyah, can you reverse the sale? Yes, because that's Belev Kol Adam. So maybe that's Rakshat. Right. Whatever the case is, that's what he wants to say. But Lomaisha, why is Rabbeinu Chanan's pshat difficult? Because Sof Kol Sof what? As you kind of asked Reb Dovid Parvarsi's kasha, Pinchas. Sof Kol Sof, he doesn't know it's a Maisa Kedushin, so it should be Chasser. He doesn't know it's a Maisa Kedushin, right? He doesn't know what this means. He just hears, he sees a Chasser in the Kali. He doesn't know that it'll mean that they're going to have a get.
Don't we also say that if
his Das is lacking.
No, but
I understand, but he doesn't know what that means. So if he doesn't know what it means, that it should be lacking a Das to the husband. That's what Dovid Pavarsky asks. So please get this down. I want you to get this. What you have to do is touch it up a little bit. And touch up four, and I'm going to touch it up by saying Rabbi Naftali. You know what Rabbi Naftali says? He knows what's going on, but it's a joke. It's a kavana l'schok. He's kavana to a joke. It is a Maisa Kedushin. He knows what he's doing. Halach l'maisa. He does a Maisa Kedushin. It doesn't mean that it should be serious. Since he did a Maisa Kedushin, Mitzar Amirasan is Maisav, and he was mechavit to it. He's a great actor. He has in his mind, Lishok, what's the answer, Avi? Dvarim Shebelev? Ain't it for him. We don't care about what he thinks. Therefore, it's a good Kedushin. This guy's the greatest actor I ever saw. Right? He's the greatest actor I ever saw. Jewish guy. So who's the greatest Jewish actor? I don't know. Okay? Who's the greatest Jewish actor? What'd you say? A great Jewish actor. He does everything what? Does everything great.
Half of Hollywood.
What'd you say?
Half of Hollywood.
Okay, good. I can't even think of one. So what do you see? What'd you say? Gene Wilder. Good, he was Jewish. Okay. Gene Wilder. Yosef came up with him. He's a great actor, right? He passed away, right?
Yeah.
Right, all those shalom. So what's the shot? Lemaisa, what's the shot? What do you say from that? He's a great actor. So what's the din? He did everything perfect. He could do a chassan perfectly, and I think he was actually chassan a lot of times in some movies, no? So he was a chassan. So Lemaisa goes up there, but he had a kavana for a joke. What's the din? Chal. It's chal. But he's screaming, I was just acting. I got paid $5 million to do this. I wasn't doing it seriously. I don't care. You see, Allah Lemaisa, we're chayshish. So I want you to get this. So what do we say so far that the Min Israel? Number one, it's not a dying. Number two, it's referring to Bachrin. Number two is being flippant, and that you don't know. If you're talking about marriage, if you say it might be chal, like Ben pointed out. So Amir is an Anam Choshev. You didn't give her anything, she gave you, but you're an Anam Choshev, you just do Amir. Nesin is Asukim Osuinim, like Pinchas said. You're serious, but you don't think it works, because you don't know this halach, and also you think you need a hotel and everything. But we said, Lamaisel, you could say it's a Lashon Kedushin, but you don't understand what it means. That form should lay in advar, but still, if that's the case, you should be chosim and not kedushin. Like Pinchas asked, you need ratzon in the husband. You do have ratzon. You're the greatest actor you won an Oscar for. But Lomais, you had a minor joke. You had a minor joke. We don't care what's in your mind. Form should lay in advar. That's the din. Yes, Yosef, what do you say?
But this doesn't work if the woman says yes, because she needs to come.
All these cases, she's interested in marrying the guy. You got to say that. Because then there's nothing to talk about. I mean, you need a rutzel, right? So all these cases, she's interested in getting married.
So, but we don't say Devarim Shavalev and Devarim if she says, yeah, like if she does.
No, we assume she's interested in getting married. If she's not interested in marriage, nothing to talk about. So it won't be a marriage. You need her to be agreement, right?
No, but she said, yeah. Even if she says yes, she has to understand, right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm saying. Regarding the woman, everything's good.
Right, but if she doesn't understand, she does say yes.
That's not going to be.
But she said yes.
But she doesn't say anything, remember? There's no Amir of the woman. She just extends her finger. So we're assuming she's totally on board for a kedushin. Question is, how's the husband? You follow me? That's his concern. Okay? It's a good kasha you brought up. Someone asked me that in Seder, one of the guys. We're assuming she's on board completely, 100%. Question is him. Okay, excellent. Let's go weiter now. Guys, look back into Tosis. Let's go. Klorkite. Dove, you got the Tosis there? Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
Akasha Tinach. Begedushin Begerishin. Mabikach. Im Yisav. Im Yisbor Shehna Megoreshes. Mishma Yikach.
No, Shehna Megoreshes. What's this kasha? What's the terrible calamity going to happen with our Ben Israel? With Kedushin, big calamity. They do this thing with the bottle cap of the ring. They don't know they're married. She goes out and marries another guy. She has kids, her mom's Aaron, yes? What's the calamity with Gerushin, though? What is the calamity with Gerushin? It's a bomb kasha. What's going to happen? She's divorced, and she thinks she's not divorced. So what? She'll stay with the guy. She'll stay with the guy. What's the bad thing that's going to happen? No? That's what he'll say in the next line, but I'm saying up till now. Do you understand what Tosis is bothered by? Now I want you to get this down. Now watch, I gave you this in the Rambam. What is the din if you live with a woman out of wedlock? What's halacha, guys? What is halacha if you live with a woman out of wedlock? If you're ba'al ha'panuya, you're over lo sekedesha. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalel Chasishis, I gave it to you. If you marry a woman out of wedlock, not marry. If you're bo'al a woman out of wedlock, you're over to Yisrael Lav Losi HaKadesha. And the Ravid says you're not. Because if you're living with her, she's not a Zona. A Kadesha means a Zona. The Rambam says any woman you live with out of wedlock, you're over to Lav Losi HaKadesha. Okay? According to the Ravid, if she's the one you're with, then there's no Yisrael Lav. It's not a right thing. You're Mavat Bal Mitzvah of Kedushin. But you're not over a Lav. You follow what I'm saying? You are not over a lot. Allah Khalamais. Okay? You are not over a lot. So it's hard to imagine that that's the concern. You follow me? What is the concern? So what is the answer? Go ahead. Ravid says you're just without the necessity of not getting married. So what is your suggestion? Vishema?
Vishema. So it's a place for Shema.
Lemeches lekoin. What's the concern? She's not going to realize that what? She's not going to realize she's a divorcee. What happens if the guy's a coin? She's living with the guy. That's a lav befurish betayr. That's a lav that's befurish betayr. Yes? Also, lo siyakadesh is a lav befurish betayr, right? It's also a lav that's befurish betayr, no? Is that correct? So he really stands on his head and says that he tries to save the day. For Rabbeinu Azriel. He tries to save the day for Rabbeinu Azriel. No? He tries to save the day for Rabbeinu Azriel. So what's the concern for Rabbeinu Azriel? That'll be a coin. And also we're adding on what? It could be a Nisulav min atayr of what? Lo siya kadesha. But it's not considered a Nisir Arayas. That's for sure. It's not a Nisir Arayas. It's a lav that's mefurish betayr. It's a lav of a coin with a grusha. And if he's not a Kohen, you have to worry about the sheet of the Rambam, Lo Siya Kadesha. So let's write that on the board. Maybe Rabbeinu Azriel is concerned with what? Of Kadesha. And what else? Kohen with what? Kohen with the Grusha. The guy's a Levi Yisrael, then you're going to just have to say they're living out of wedlock. Okay? But the concern is not as great. It is not an Irsa Chamura like Eish Yisrael. There's no doubt. Yoda, you got me? It's not as bad. Yes, Yosef.
What if she thinks she's married to a
Kohen
still and
it's true, isn't
that also
a rebate? That's not a Chiyu Mitzvah Shemayim B'mezin. It's still bad, you're right, but it's not, you know, not Chiyu Mitzvah Shemayim because you didn't do a B'mezin. Okay? All right, good. We got this? You got it? Okay, now I wanted you to see the Marashah. What's the Marashah? Anyone get a chance to see the Marashah on this? What does the Marashah say on this? Adam, you get a chance to say it? See it? The Marashah asks. Avi, let's get it down. Why didn't Tosis ask this kasha on Rashi? Why did he only ask this kasha on Rabbeinu Azriel? You tell me. Why are you worried about Kedushin? What about Gerushin? That's what he asked Rabbeinu Israel. What's the concern about Gerushin? They'll think they're married. And really she's divorced. What's so bad about that? Why can't you ask that same kasha on Rashi? What do you say? So the Maharsha answers like this. According to Rashi, there will be a tekala. Because what's he going to say? He'll say that the case was it was a good get. In reality, it was what? It was not a good get. And you're going to go ahead and maternish Ish Lashuk. You follow me, Yona? What's the calamity that's going to take place by getting according to Rashi? The guy's going to say it's a what? It's a good get. In reality, it was not a good get. And what's going to happen? What do you say, Yaakov? He's going to say it was a good get. It really was not a good get. She's going to get remarried. And therefore, the kids will be mamzerim. So according to Rashi, it's easier you can be mazber the calamity. But according to Rabbeinu Azriel, you can't say that. Why not? Because what are we talking about here? You guys tell me. Also a guy that's talking about divorcing. But he's not really thinking to divorce her literally. He's talking about it with her. He's not getting along with her. But he's not really going to divorce her. So the chashash is l'maisa that he thinks he didn't divorce her, and therefore, what's the kasha? He really divorced her, but he thinks he didn't divorce her. So what's going to happen? That's why he asked the kasha on Rabbeinu Israel. What was his answer? Calling. Or they're living the bee out of wedlock. You follow me? The kasha doesn't even start according to Rashi, Avi. Why not? Because according to Rashi, it's easy why there'll be a calamity. You'll have a guy who knows nothing, and he'll say that the get is a what? A good get when the get wasn't a good get. Forgot about the din lishma, or he didn't learn it. Thought you could take out a get from the cabinet and any guy could use it. Same name. That's not acceptable. Right, David? So therefore, what's going to happen? She's going to get remarried, have kids, and have them say, terrible calamity. According to Rashi, it's simple. The kasha doesn't start. According to Rabbeinu Israel, it starts. What is the calamity about Gerushin? She's going to think, he's talking to her again. We're talking about Balabatim guys. Balkerman Balabatim. The guy's married to his wife. He's talking about divorce with her. You know what happens? He doesn't realize he divorced her because he gave her a get and everything. He doesn't realize he divorced her. He thinks she's still staying married. So what's the big deal? That's the kasha. Terrence is, if he's a Kohen, they're still going to be living together or they'll be out of wedlock. Okay? Have you got it? That's why it's a calamity according to Rabbeinu Israel. Calamity is not as bad, I grant you, but at least you can master that it's something bad. Yes, Pinchas? Rashi's easy. The calamity is ishishish. The dying doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to say it's not a Kedushin when it was a Kedushin. He's going to say what? It was a get when it was not a get. You follow me? It's terrible. According to Rashi, it's very easy. Okay? And I think the Maharsha is working with the Reb Shimon Shkab. He's not working with the Reb Shkab. He's working with the Reb Cholon. That, you know what? You think what? You're doing everything real good, but you do it as a joke. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, this guy's a Meshuggah. I mean, I'm a Meshuggah. He's a very mean guy. He always threatens to divorce her. He never really had in mind to divorce her. And he gives her a piece of... This guy's such a Meshuggah. He's threatening to divorce her. And he actually gets a get written, everything myself, and he gives it to her. He doesn't think it's a real get. Meanwhile, it is a real get. They stay married. You follow me? So that's what I'm saying. He's miscavenged for a joke, but he goes through all the things. So why don't you get down to the Maharsha's learning like who? Like Rabbi Chonan. He's not learning like the Reb Shimon. That it was a situation of what? He thought what? He didn't think he did everything seriously, but he didn't think it worked. No. He thought he was mishaving the scope. He's trying to scare her. Now, I gave you the Tais HaRosh. What did Tais HaRosh add on? Brought it into Shir. Tais HaRosh. What is the Tais HaRosh's loss? Unbelievable. What does the Tais HaRosh say? Let's get it, guys. Tais HaRosh says, amazing thing. He says like this. He says, you with me? He says like this. He says, don't say that maybe he thought she was a Suffolk Grusha. Shema Megureshes, Vena Megureshes. What does Shema Megureshes, Vena Megureshes? Adam. What does a Suffolk Megureshes, Suffolk Grusha mean? Megureshes, Vena Megureshes. Maybe the husband's going to think maybe she's a Suffolk divorcee. Maybe, therefore, he won't touch her, maybe. Maybe he won't touch her. And therefore, since he's not touching her, therefore, since he won't come near her, maybe she'll go again and get what? She thinks she's divorced. She'll go marry another man. That'll never be a problem. Because whenever you have a suffix, what do you assume? You go back on the chazaka. What's a presumption? That she's what? That she's married. No Beis Din will ever marry, let her marry. No Beis Din never let her marry until we know for sure she's a Grusha Vadai. So that cannot be the concern. That is not the concern. So Rush says, you cannot say, oh, maybe he thinks that she's a, maybe he'll think she's a Suffolk Grusha. And therefore he won't touch her, and therefore maybe it'll motivate her to go get married another guy. That will never happen. No Beis Din will allow her to remarry until she gets a Vadai get. So that cannot be the concern, Taisa Rush points out. Okay? That's what the Taisa Rush points out. Clarkite? Okay? We got it? This is the Pshat Lamaisa. Okay? This is the Pshat.
Why can't we say that Pshat and Taisa Rush, but instead of her marrying the guy, she's just going to be with another guy? If you tie it in with the Pshat and Taisa, that it's not...
That's a Suffolk Ashishish.
It's a Suffolk Ashishish.
You mean you're saying Beis Din? I mean, we can never be worried about, yeah. Kiddushin's always done through Rabbanim, so we can protect that. What she does, under the, without people, and that we can't, But Beis Din won't allow it. So therefore, Beis Din won't allow it, so therefore, you can't say that's a concern, okay? All right. Vaita now in Taisus, you're doing a great job. Miu, he still doesn't like this Pshat Rabbeinu Israel. Guys, let's go. Let's see inside. Yoni, you got it? Let's see inside. Miu, however...
Milishna the Mahan Lovish Lomashma Haki. They ain't on the Litan get Elam Layushel.
Oh, he doesn't like Lo Yelosiki Mahan. What is Lo Yehe Lo Isaki Mahan? What does that mean? What does Imahan mean? According to Rashi.
The third?
No, Dayanim. Lo Ye Lo Isaki Mahan. Don't deal with these Rabbanim that don't know anything to be Masada Kanushim. What does Imahan mean according to Rabbeinu Azriel? It doesn't fit. No, Imayan means what? Lishni Imayan doesn't mashma hachi. It's not mashma this way. Why is it not mashma this way? What is this kasher? With a lot of women? Yeah. With a lot of women. Don't be flipping with our women in camp or NCSY or Bnei Akiva like this. What's wrong with that? A guy can only be married to what, one woman? Who says that's true? Before Cherem Derabin Gershom, you can be married to multiple women. Guy can have many wives. So that's why it's not such a strong kasha, the Rishash says. Please get that down. He says a man can have multiple wives. So don't start threatening your multiple wives. They say you're going to give her a get, you're going to give her a get. And you actually give the piece of paper. Do you act in a flippant way? Again, what is Rabin Azriel? Bachrim and who else? Balabatim. Bachrim and Balabatim, right? Balabatim. He's talking about Bachrim and Balabatim, guys that are married. What does the word Imayan mean, Adam? According to Rabbeinu Israel. According to Rashi, it means what? Lo ye Esek Imayan, don't be involved with Rabbanim and don't know anything. By Gittu Kedush. According to Rabbeinu Israel, what does Imayan mean? Don't be flipping the way you talk to what? Women. Don't be flipping the way you talk to women. He says, Imayan, don't you have only one wife? Not necessarily. Before Cherem Derabin Gershom had many wives. So it's not such a strong kasha, Rishash says, that Tais is asking Rabbeinu Israel. You can quickly answer it. Not a problem at all. Okay? But Lamais, I want you to get it down. Tosas understood, anytime Ishto applies in Shas, it means Lashon Yachid. Not Rabin. Okay? But the truth of the matter is that you could have many wives. So this kasha is not such a strong kasha. That's what he points out. Va'od, but what's Va'od? Go ahead.
Va'od, I'll come to a paragon. Mashma Shiesh Hashash Isser Ishish. The Amar. Namar Vekashin La'ola Midor Mabu.
Wow. Arias is terrible. Gili Arias is so bad. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And it's Kashin La'ola Midor Mabu. And we're going to look at the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara. Guys, turn to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. I have it right here. Turn to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says, Svi, right before it gets wide, two lines before it gets wide, toward the bottom of the Yomit. Look at Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Uka Amar, Uka Amre, go ahead.
Uka Amre Ha, Zahar Yehud Amar Shmuel, Kol Shem Yodeh B'Tiv Gittin Ekdushin.
Ah, we're familiar with that, aren't we?
Lo Yehelo Oseg Yimach.
That's our Gemara. Yes, go ahead. Amar Ravasi.
Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Mekashin Le'olam, Yosem Dor HaMabel.
Wow. This Gili Arayis are worse to the world than Dor HaMabel. Shneamar.
Shneamar Ela.
Allah. Allah.
Allah. Kekash, Urtuach, Veganuv.
All these terrible Averis caused the what? Caused the Churban. Yes? Allah. V'chachesh. V'ratzoach. Go ahead.
Ganov v'naov hartzu udamim bedamim.
Yudagal. My mashma. How does this say that it's worse than the Dora Mabel, the punishment? Go ahead. Rav Yosef was the Baki in Targum of Nevim and Ksuvim. You know, because he was blind. Rav Yosef was blind, you know. Tos says about Bakama that he was blind, and therefore ain't you're not allowed to say Torah Shmiksav Baal Peh. So he knew he was a Baki in the Targum. That you could say Baal Peh. That's what Tos writes about Bakama Gimel Amud Beis. I want you to know that. Go ahead. Molidim Benin Minashe. Oh, that's when you have kids with other people's wives, and that's terrible. Shechovin. Terrible. That's Gilei Raya Mamzeres. Hakain. No, Chovin Achovin Mosifin. It's adding one Chov on another, having the kids. One of air with the other. And what's the punishment of Guni Yuxiv? It says in this Pasuk in Hoshea. Hakain. Unbelievable. The land will mourn. It's scary. All the wild animals, ubofa shamayim, go ahead. But Gomer, they'll also be killed, the fish. The ilu b'dora ma'abol. Let's get it. By the dora ma'abol, the fish were not what? On your gimel amud aleph. The fish were not destroyed by dora ma'abol. Go ahead. Right, only those on dry land was killed, it says in Parshas Noach. With all these aveiras, even the dagim shebiyam will be destroyed. So you see, it's a terrible thing, a dying that causes eshesish. No, it's worse than the Dora Mabel. Frek the Gemara of Ema. Ad the Ovid Lekulu. Maybe means you only, if you do all the aveiras.
Lo salkadaitav the stiv, ki mifnei Allah.
No, so you see that what Shvua Sheker alone can cause the Chorban. So maybe all the Averas on its own, right? The Gemara said maybe it's only if you do all the Averas is it worse than the Dora Mabel. How do you know Eshesh alone? The Gemara says, no, don't think like that. It says because of the oath of lying, the world, the earth is going to be destroyed. The Ema what? Maybe all Shvua Sheker alone can destroy the land, but maybe everything else needs what? You need a combination of all the Averis. Eshesh is not enough. Answer the Gemara. It says Paratzu Ksiv. Each Aver on its own, right, can cause the destruction worse than the Dora Mabel. Wow. That's how bad Eshesh is, guys. That's how bad it is. Worse than the Dora Mabel. That even the fish will get destroyed. Dora Mabel, the fish was not destroyed. So let me ask you a question. Let's ask Tosis. Back to our Tosis. Do you think Rabbeinu Azriel fits into this pshat? Read again, please. Va'od lekaman. Read again, Svi Bagner. Va'od lekaman bepirkin.
Masha sheyesh chashash iser yesh edish.
Wow. The Amar.
So
what's he asking? There's an iser yesh edish according to who? Rashi, but according to Rabbeinu Azriel, what's the problem? What's the problem according to Rabbeinu Azriel? It's not going to be yesh edish. It's going to be living with her single without wedlock. And also what? Or a coin with a grusha, right? But it's not Eshesish. Right? It's not Eshesish by the Gerushin part. It could be Eshesish by the Kedushin part, but not by the Gerushin part, right? According to Rashi, it's always Eshesish, both by Kedushin and Gerushin. You got to plug in. Lo ye isekimon be Gerushin and be Kedushin. By both it's Eshesish, according to Rashi. According to Bezrin, it's not Eshesish by Gerushin. So it's against the Gemara and David Gimel. It's a great kasha. So what's the teretz? Go ahead, Amiyu.
Amiyu Yeshomar the Ikel Lemiachesh Im.
Ikel the Ikel Meichash.
The Ikel Meichash Im Pashayada the Kibla Kedusha
Meachar. Kibla Kedusha Meachar. Yes. What does that mean? What does that mean, guys? I'll give you the case by get. He thought his amira was not a get. Right. He thought his amira was not a get. And he made a mistake to say that what? That what? That the Kedusha she accepted from another guy is nothing. Because ain't Kedusha and Tovzim Eshesish. But Bemis, it was a divorce. It was a divorce when he divorced her. And therefore what? The Kedusha what? The Kedusha the second guy is Chal. And when the first guy lives with her, because he thinks he never divorced her, he's going to be Mezada with an Eshesish. Who used to be his married woman. And now it's someone else's married woman. Do you understand that? Please get that down. Daniel, you got it. This is not gold. You're writing it down, Lamaisa. What does he say? Let's get it. You need a pen? Simi. What's going to happen? The guy gives her a get. He thought he was joking. It's not a get. It is a get. It's a legitimate get. Someone else sees it. Quickly, he's Makadosh her. She's married to the second guy. The first husband thinks he really wasn't a divorce. He continues to live with her. He ends up living with what? An Ashes Ish. That's a calamity. That's Mamish Erva. That's Doram Abel. That's worse. That's how Rabbi Israel fits Daf Yud Gimel. Kedushin fits and Gerushin fits not. Kedushin is easy because why? Because the guy said it wasn't a good marriage. The Baal Bus didn't think he was married. Of course he was married. Therefore she goes Mizana. She was a married woman. Kedushin is easy in Korn Rabbi Israel. Gerushin is the problem. We just solved it. No, Kedushin, the original, is never a problem in Israel. He has to entertain a Kedushin.
I know, but I'm saying...
Tainach is Kedushin. It's good by Kedushin. Gerushin's a problem.
I'm saying, but it would still be a problem for Gerushin
when it comes to the imam.
That was
why would imam be a problem? What do you mean? He can divorce many wives. He's married to many wives. Imam, can he answer the same answer? That first kasha is not a strong kasha.
How does Rashash's answer
that? Well, no, a guy can be married multiple wives. Divorce many wives. That's not just a strong kasha. The vote is a bomb kasha, but we just solved it.
Yeah.
We just solved it. You got it, guys? Amazing, no? Chlorkite? We got it? It's amazing. So we saved Rabbeinu Israel. So you have two pshatim, Rashi, Rabbeinu Israel. Okay? Want to make sure we get it now. Now look at the next Tyson. This is a real, real. So we got the Machlesh Rashi, Rabbeinu Israel, Shtukal Torah, guys. You guys got a chlor. Chlorkite. This is the ikar of the Torah, Torah Shema Peh. Like candy. It's like candy. Okay. Ready? Next Tosis. Let's go. This one you can totally what? Miss out. This next one, unbelievable. Okay, Tzvi, what does it say? Afilo lo what?
Lo shmile.
What does it mean, Afilo lo shmile?
Hirsh. Adam shenismane.
Shenismane. What does nismane mean? Appointed. Agitin,
again the kiddushin, tzrichin anu lehodio.
So who's that like? That pshat, like Rashi or Rabbeinu Israel? This bottom tosis. This bottom tosis. Get down your notes. Is saying like Rashi. Correct. He doesn't like Rabbeinu Israel's pshat. Why not? You tell me. No, but more than that, what does he say? Because he doesn't know the din of who. Rabbeinu Israel avare. If he doesn't know what does Rav Huna Amar Shmuel say? That the psak is like who? What does Rav Huna Amar Shmuel say? What does Rav Huna Amar Shmuel say? That psak is like who? You guys tell me. Like Rav Yossi, Dayal, right? If you don't know that, then what? He's never going to stop himself from dealing with women and being flippant. He's never going to stop himself. What is Rav Israel's shot? Don't be flippant with the women by giving them rings and things like that sort, right? If he never heard of that, then what? Then obviously he's never going to stop himself from being flippant. So he doesn't like Rabbeinu Azriel's pshat. What does it mean if you never heard of this halacha? Rabbeinu Azriel doesn't fit in well. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't fit in well with it. What is Rabbeinu Azriel? According to Rashi, who's referring to a dayan, it fits beautifully. If a dayan hasn't heard this halacha, that Sukkot Basunin is good, then don't use him. According to Rabbeinu Azriel, If Bachrim haven't heard of don't being flippant, then they're obviously going to be flippant. It doesn't read well. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't read well in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Israel. Very difficult. Mamish doesn't read well at all. Yes? I want you to get that down. What does Tosa say? That's not what Tosa says. What does Tosa say? Svi, go ahead. Read again from the beginning. Tosa, feel what?
Feel what my life. Perish Adam shenismana agit in the kedushin tzrichin anu lehodio. How do we hear that more?
Oh no! Oh no! What does he say? He says Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. It doesn't say Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar Shmuel is the one we paskin like. that was like Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? Asukun Bosulinyan. That's what he said. The Maharsha says Tosos did not have our Girsa of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Asukun Bosulinyan. According to our Girsa, was what? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? Pinchas, you missed this whole thing. What did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? The Lach is like who? Rek Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? Asukun Bosulinyan. So what does the Maharsha say? Tosos is bothered by Rashi's Girsa. That if a Dayan doesn't know, anything, right? If the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, it'll just be it'll Paskin L'chumra. Like Rabbi Yossi. If he doesn't know Dayo or not, let him be Machmir. Will it be such a calamity? Tosos doesn't like the Girsa of Rashi. Then it's Rav Huna what? That it's referring to, what did Rashi say it's referring to? Who did Rashi say it's referring to? Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, correct. The halacha Rav Yossi. What's the big deal? If you have a dayan that doesn't know the halacha of Dayo, he'll be machmer anyway. No? So therefore the Maharsha says, no, Tosus was talking about another pshat. And the truth is the girsa of the Rosh is Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Tosa Rosh is Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Our Rosh says Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. But the Maharsha, when he quotes the Rosh, is Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. So what is Rav Huna Amar Shmuel saying? He's saying the halacha of Asukun Bosu Inyan. He's talking about Asukun Bosu Inyan, meaning that what? So therefore what? If you don't know the halacha of Asukun Bosu Inyan, then you're done. If you don't know the halacha of Asukun Bosu Inyan, then Lamaisa, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Again, the little Tosfos is holding like who? Like Rashi, that's referring to a dayan. But on the other hand, it's not completely holding like Rashi. Because it's not referring to what? The halacha of Dayo. It's referring to Asukun Bosuinyan. So what it's saying is that what if a dayan doesn't know Asukun Bosuinyan, he might miss the whole thing and say it's not a good kedusha. And therefore, don't use them. So please get this down, guys. You can miss this little tosis. It's amazing, guys. It's amazing. What we're pointing out today. You hear what I'm saying, Yaakov? The last Tosus on the Omen, Avav Omen Aleph. What does he say? He says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Who is Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? He's the one who said, Asukun Bosuinyan. What did Rav Huna Amar Shmuel say? That the Halacha is like Rav Yossi Dayo. Dayo, you don't need to say anything. Now, if you don't know, if you have Asukun Bosuinyan, you don't know how to paskin, you didn't do a Dibor, so just be Machmir. So Tosa says it's not referring to Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. It's referring to the concept of Asukun Bosuinyan in general. That you might say, I don't care how much you were schmoozing with the woman. If you didn't formally say, Harabah Kedushin in front of 280, it's not a good Kedushin. If you mess that up, it's bad. Because it's a good Kedushin. That's why Tosa says Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Not Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That's why Tosa says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and not Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. See, you got what I'm saying?
I think so.
Let's write it on the board. Who said what? Rav Huna Amar Shmuel said what? What did he say? Someone tell me. What did Rav Huna Amar Shmuel say?
Dayo.
Halacha Rav Yossi. Halacha Rav Yossi. Dayo. Dayo means you don't have to say anything. Asukun Bosuinyan is good. So therefore, if you didn't know what the halacha was in that, what would be the calamity? Just be machmir. If you're a Rav that doesn't know anything. If you don't know anything, be machmir require again. Yes, Daniel? But what did Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said what? That Asukun Bosuinyan is good. If you don't know this, Daniel, then what's going to happen? You're talking about a Kedushin and what happens? He slips her a ring. He's going to say it's not a good Kedushin. Meanwhile, it is good. She gets remarried and another guy has kids and kids are Mamzeri. That's why Tosfos says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. You can miss this whole thing. I missed this for years. I missed this for years. I never realized this. Until preparing for this shiur today. Follow me? Dovi? Please underline in the Tosfos. He says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Not Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Because he's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable. He likes Rashi's shot against him in Israel, but he doesn't like what Rashi says. Because Rashi would say, just be machmer. Now, how would you defend Rashi? How would you defend Rashi? What do you say? I think Rashi would say that, you know, if the guy's an unlearned guy, then who knows who says that he's going to be machmer? If he's really an unlearned guy, then maybe he doesn't know about this notion of being machmer. You follow me? If you hold like Rashi, that it means he doesn't know Dayo. So if he doesn't know Dayo, he'll be machmer. So what are you worried about? How do you know he'll be machmer? I think Rashi would respond back to Tez and say, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. Who says he's going to require a get? Maybe he won't think it's a zero. What happened? You have to be a little bit talented to know you have to be machmer. No? Maybe he'll be so out to lunch, you won't even know that. I was once at a wedding, the guy, I pointed out there was a mistake in the ksubi. He just took a pen and just went like that. You can't do that on a ksubi. I didn't want to cause any problems, but, you know. You can't just cross something out in the middle of a ksubi. You have to rewrite the ksubi. Yeah, if it's a big mistake. Remember I told you one of the Masada Kedusha living in just a few weeks ago, I wrote Beverly Hills instead of L.A. First I wrote L.A., then I was a few hours before the wedding, because I always try to write it before, because, you know, it's very, you know, it's hard to do it when everyone's around. So then I called the brother. He said, the mini's Beverly Hills. So I wrote a new ksuba, put in Beverly Hills. It wouldn't have possibled it anyway, because it's in Los Angeles County. But the bottom line is that, I'll never forget that. You can't just say that. So I'm saying, maybe the guy's so unlearned, he won't be machmer. That's what I think Rashi would say back to Tyson. Tyson's saying it doesn't make any sense. If you want to put in a rumor with Dayo, he'll just be machmer.
Yeah, but then even according to that, that he won't be machmir.
Yeah.
Then
what
bad would happen if he's not
machmir? What do you mean he's not machmir? By get it's going to be a big problem. By get it's going to be a big problem. I mean, by kedusha it's going to be a big problem.
Why?
Because machmir means you're going to assume that they're married.
Yeah.
If he's not machmir, they really are married and they're not. He's going to say they're not. It's a big calamity. Tos is assuming that it's a murky question, so it'll be machmer will acquire a get. I'm saying maybe he's so unlearned he won't even acquire a get. He'll say it's not a good marriage. And it was a good marriage. That's what I'm saying Tos would say back to Rashi. That's what I think he could say alumnus. Okay, we got it? Okay? Let's see the Lashon of Tos. It said, Yaakov, read the land, and let's read the whole Tos again. Feel a little shmile, the bottom Tos. Go ahead. Feel a little shmile.
Feel a little shmile, Pirush, Shnismana, get.
Excellent. The guy's a point I get accused. That's like Rashi gets from in Israel. Sri Chimanu. Yeah, you shouldn't stumble with it. Because it's a common occurrence to do what? It's a common occurrence to have a sukkimosu inyan. Oh. Excellent. Maybe you don't have to worry about it. Dilo what? Kule hai. It's not such a common occurrence, so don't worry about it. Chen mashma. That's the way Rashi poses the question, but there's a big difference between Rashi and Tosfos, because Rashi said Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, which is referring to Dayo. We're saying Rav Huna Amar Shmuel is referring to Asuka, we'll see it straight up. You follow me? So therefore, Lamaisu, are we kosher now? What's the end of the day? Yes, we are. If this guy doesn't know the Salacha, he's done. According to Rashi, he cannot be a Dayan. If he doesn't know Dayo, or if he doesn't know Asuka, we'll see it. Okay? According to Rashi, it's what? Dayo, according to Tosfos, he doesn't know Asuka Mosin. He cannot be a Dayan. Allah Lamaisa. So this Rashi sides with, this Tos sides with Rashi against Rabbi Israel, but on the other hand, it doesn't go completely like Rashi. Because Rashi says referring to Dayo, Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, which is Dayo. He says referring to Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, which is talking about what? Asuka Mosin. There's a big difference, guys. Dayo is the question, what's the halacha? You know, Dayo, is it enough? But if you're saying it's referring to Asuka Mosin, maybe you don't know the halacha at all, Asuka Mosin. Okay? You don't know Allah at all. Meanwhile, you're going to say it's a bad marriage when it was a good marriage. Dayo is commonly that you realize that there's a topic, but you don't know how to paskin. Is it enough? Or is it Indian, Indian, also Indian? Remember that? Could even be Indian, Indian, also Indian. Even that's good. And the guy doesn't even know it. Remember we had a corner one shot, Pinchas? That Indian, also Indian might be Dayo, right? That was the second shot of the name of Ketanai. Okay, let's close with the following. Tomorrow we got a. I'd like to do both, Chazara and try to get Dumb and Base. But we'll see. We can do quick. We can do Dumb and Base quick, the two dots. And I'll give you questions also, Blinetter. Okay? And then we got to start Halacha Chanukah too as well. So we got a lot to do tomorrow. Okay? But let's close with the following Shiloh. I think I mentioned this the first day of the year. What are the three phases of marriage in Halacha? Kedushin is synonymous with Erisin, same word. Nisuin and Chuppah, yes? But what's the first stage? Shiduchim, engagement, which really has no ramifications except for two. What are the two ramifications of Shiduchim? It says in the Ramah, once you get engaged, you can't sleep under the same roof as her. You should sleep in another house. It's a strange din. While you're dating her, you can even, it's not a good idea. But while you're dating, you theoretically sleep under the same house as her. Probably not better at sneeze. You should stay by someone's house. But I'm saying I'll be din. The Ramah says only if they get engaged. The Lashon Ramah from the Aguda, she might wake up in the middle of the night, and you might see her, you might not be attracted to her. That's what the Ramah writes. She's like, keep Suzette. But the, literally it means is that it's not sneeze. Okay? So number one is what? So this is what I want you to get down. Shiduchim. What are the two ramifications? You're sleeping under the same roof. Tachas beso. And number two is, there's a cherem. That's why we don't have a minig. You know, Hasidim, when they get engaged, right, tanoim? You ever saw that? They have tanoim when they get engaged. They have the tanoim. We have the tanoim at the wedding. That's why the Rav said it's really a joke. What's tanoim? That the fathers commit that they're going to bring the chasen and the kallah to the wedding. If they're ready at the wedding, you don't need to do tanoim. The Rav didn't like tanoim. And that's why some poskim say breaking the kalim is valtashis. But our minig is to do tanoim. If you have a close friend of yours who's not a kosher weid, and you want to honor him, you can put him on the tanoim. Because you don't need tanoim. I know of a wedding once Rav was very upset. He walked out of the room. Why are you doing tanoim? Rav Moshe went to get him and said, calm down. You don't have to get so upset about it. So the Rav listened to him. So Lomaisa, there was a cherem made. The Rishonim said, that's why we don't do tanoim like the Hasidim. Because if you back out of the engagement, there was a cherem. That they used to put a guy in cherem, or the family in cherem, for backing out because you embarrass the other side. That's why I know someone that in a certain community, when they got engaged, they wanted him to write the tanoim. He didn't want to do it. So the Rav got all upset. He said, that's the minig in our community. The minig is not that way, unless you're Hasidim. You don't write tanoim. You don't write tanoim. It's a serious thing to break off an engagement. It's not a joke. You have to write a ksav mechila. You should write a ksav, a letter to them asking for mechila. It's a serious deal. But has nothing to do, has no binding kedushin, or it's not kedushin or nisun. That's for sure. Okay? So, I want you to make sure you know this. Shiduchim is what we call engagement. Okay? It only has two ramifications, al pi halacha, nothing else. Yes, Mayor?
How do we do shiduchim? Like, is there a halachic process?
No. There's no. Just get engaged. Just get engaged. That's announcing engagement.
Whatever's accepted.
That's correct. There's no real mice. It just has that din of what? Not sleeping under the same roof? And also what? And also the cherem, God forbid. Now listen to this. Please get this.
The cherem is only
to do tanoim. The cherem is only to do, correct. That's why we don't like to do the tanoim. But it's but there is notion of ksav mechila, you know. If it's a broigus, there's a machloikus, you know.
Tanoim is before the wedding, after the
erison? How's
it work?
Tanoim is right by the chuppah, you know, the chassis tish. That's when they do the tanoim.
By Hasidim?
Hasidim, they do it at the engagement. Yeah.
It's engagement, not the wedding.
No, they do it at the engagement, which is really the proper way to do it.
Right.
That's why the Rav didn't like doing tanoim at the wedding, because they're already doing it. They're already at the chuppah. Right. But we do it. Rav Moshe says, Nuscha tanoim, we follow it. You don't have to... And Rav Moshe told the Rav to calm down. So he calmed down. Rav Moshe tells you to calm down, he calmed down. They were first cousins, so. Okay. All right, you with me? Rav Moshe and the Rav were first cousins.
His mother was a...
Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah.
Was
absolutely. Okay, listen to this. Let's get this kasha. Where's the sugya of Shiduchim and Maseches Kedushin? We mentioned a lot of dapim so far in Kedusha today. How many?
Four.
Samach Tes, Metara, Mamzer, and Riptarfen. Number two, Mem Tes, Amnas Rosher. Number three, Dafid Gimel, Dora Mabel. Right?
Love.
That's already three. For what we're doing, right? Okay, this is another one, number four. Shiduchim Sugya is on Dafnun. Okay? Let's get this. We'll close with the Kasha. Then we'll pick it up with the Terutzim. So we got a lot to do tomorrow, guys. We got to get to the two dots, Chazara questions, and Hanukkah. Okay? The guy, your Achaverim are here. Rev them up. Rev them up. Don't worry about it. You're trying to care about them, not trying to chepper. Chepper, you know, you're not trying to bother them. You care about them. Try Mechazik. Mechazik. Mechazik, the guys. Okay, let's go. Listen to this Kasha, guys. You ready? Zabam Kasha. There is a Gemara. Later on, a daf nunim with beis that says choshen l'sivlonos. Let's say you give a girl gifts. So the Gemara says in the name of Huna, nunim and beis were choshen l'sivlonos. What is sivlonos? That there was an engagement and the woman obviously is interested in marrying the guy, and he starts giving her gifts in front of Adam. And he doesn't say it's for Kedushin. Or Kosher said it's for Kedushin. That's called the Sugi of Sivlonos, guys. Gifts. Sivlonos. Yes? Gifts. Amazing. So Rashi writes in Kedushin, Nunam and Beis, that Rav Huna says Rechoshish was Sivlonos for Kedushin means that he had Shidduchim, he gave her gifts in front of Aden, Rechoshish that they got married. Rechoshish there was a betrothal. Has everyone got this? Yes? Avi? What's Tosis Kasha Nunam and Beis? Dibra Masko Choshin. He says it wasn't for the Shidduchim, what would be the din? What would be the din? Why does Shidduchim help? Don't you have to be medaber b'iske get in the kedushin? Who cares whether they're engaged? You have to be speaking about it before. You can't just in a vacuum give her a gift and say, "Oh, we're choshes that the gift must be the kedushin." What are you worried about? You have to be medaber b'iske get in the kedushin. That's what Tosfos asks on Rashi. He says even according to Rabbi Yossi, that they all at least you got to be doing it. You have to also be iske kedushin if you don't elucidate it. It's a bomb kashan Rashi, no? Shidduchin. You're choshish for kedushin with sivonos, with gifts? Choshishin the kedushin, Rav Huna? What are you talking about? Just because you're engaged? You have to be medaber b'iske get to the kedushin. And they weren't. Bomb kashan. To be continued, Bez Hashem. Tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop mincha. Okay? Asher Yishim et Dechnu Chassel. Shem Bechlo, 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 Shem Bechlo,